This is episode 61, recorded on June 22nd, 2012. Packard Pokes at 8 Tentacles, 1 Cup. This episode of Packard Pokes at contains some strong language. Listener discretion is advised.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Packard Pokes at,
and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes at. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining us back from their sabbatical is Dan, Rel Unrelated Johnson.
Hello. Hello.
And welcome back, Dan.
Yes.
Thank you.
And welcoming back again, you were actually, she was here last week. And join us from the West Coast, yeah, that's right, the West Coast, and the Left Coast, is Medusa Rants.
Ranting for the West Coast, I'm glad to be here again tonight.
Yes.
Awake.
Awake. Awake is always good.
Yes, awake and ready to go.
And joining us back from his sabbatical is Joe Unseen. Welcome back, Joe.
Woo! They had a little horse named Paul Revere, just me, my horsey, and a quart of beer.
Well, if you've got beer, share. That's all I gotta say. Just share.
Only a quart.
I won't drink much. I'd probably gotta take a couple sips.
I just have strawberry lip gloss.
There you go. Oh well, we have a lot of good stories available for you tonight. Been kind of a little crazy week for me. I was gone for Friday, and as you know, over the weekend, and I was gone for a couple days. And over the weekend, just before I was getting ready to put the show out, the hard drive crashed, and I had to recreate a whole lot of graphics and everything. So if everything looks a little different tonight, that's the reason why. Everything is just a little kind of cockeyed right now. So I do apologize for any irregularities we may suffer for the next few shows until I get these bugs all worked out. But I think I've got it all straightened out. But anyway, well, let's get to the first stories for this evening. Now, Microsoft is, according to the Acer founder, Microsoft will be making, quit making tablets pretty soon. Now, no one's going to be wanting to use a Surface device that that they're put out. And if you looked at the video, the demonstration that they do, the Surface device crashed. And I had heard the copy of the transcript between this one and when the one Steve Jobs put out when the iPad came out. They were very identical. They were almost a few places almost word for word. It's like, oh, Steve won't mind. He's dead. He's not going to know. So we'll just copy a bit of it. But since this unit crashed, he's like sitting there. He's not even showing the unit because he knows it's crashed. And I feel bad for the guy that the technology crashed at him during the show. And he's like, oh, they worked during the demo time. Oh, no. You know. But I really don't think that Microsoft, they put out the Xbox, and that was a big seller. But Microsoft, I really don't think that they are really prepared to make hardware. Because everything, when they touch it, when it comes to hardware, and with the exception of the Xbox, when they touch it, it just turns to crap. Yeah, basically, yeah. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, Red Ring of Death.
Oh, God, how I hate those.
Yeah. It's, you know, Microsoft realizes they need to get into the tablet market, but it's a tough deal because of the lack of hardware to run their software on,
mm-hmm.
And that's what the assumption is that they're trying to do here now. They want to do like Google did, with getting the Android platform hardware out there to create more of a demand for the software and then back out of the hardware business.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, if Microsoft has a hit on their hands with their software tablet wise,
yes,
other hardware manufacturers will jump on the bandwagon, and Microsoft can say, "Okay, we're not going to do this anymore, hardware-wise, for PCs."
Yeah, exactly. It's Microsoft really, when it comes to hardware, I don't think they really know what they're doing. It's they all right. to be completely honest here, and to show all the cards.
Please do.
When Microsoft came up with the first PC tablet, but it was too soon, too early, and no one was prepared for it, and it wasn't ready. I don't think it was ready for prime time, because it was the way it was. They had designed it. The hardware was faulty, and the operating system just didn't want to match with it, because they had the, as I recall, they had basically put Windows on the tablet. It was just a smaller version of Windows, but you had to have the menus and the whole nine yards. It just was a mess.
So it's just like their new tablet.
Yes. When Apple did it, they redesigned. It's supposedly built on OS X, but it's completely redesigned so that it handles the operating system properly. But it works really well, and it's almost completely seamless. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, it was a bit ham-handed when it came out. I mean, it struck me completely by surprise, and I would like to complain in general first while I'm ranting.
Mm-hmm.
That Dan always knows more than I do in technology, dang it. Anyway, basically what they created was a little mini laptop.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was to me, and it did not thrill me at all like the Xbox does, which is the most perfect creation of all time by Microsoft.
Not the perfect creation, but it's the best that they can do.
I swear by them, because that's what we've always had, you know.
Yeah. Wait till you get the Red Ring of Death.
Oh, I got the Red Ring of Death, and I know how to get rid of them, too.
Oh,
wrap it in the hot towels and everything, you know. Give it a sauna. God, have I heard all those. So
I hear Hammer works really well for that, too.
I just think that they're acting like Catholics and pulling out too soon.
Oh!
You know, they're like, oh, we're going to sell a tablet. And they're like, oops.
Yep.
No, we really didn't mean to. I guess that would be my final thought. They're acting like Catholics.
Yeah.
Microsoft is acting like Catholics.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the name for the show.
Well, we'll find out. I hope someone's taking notes, because this is funny. Very good. Microsoft, when it comes to hardware, you really don't know what you're doing. Please stop trying. You know, you're just making it. You're going to lose the revenue in the long run. Joe, your thoughts?
I think that if we lent one of these Windows tablets to Dan, 5 minutes later, it'd be running Linux.
There you go.
But if it's true that they came out with this tablet and very shortly they're going to stop making them, I mean, what's the point? Like, they had to go through all the research, development, product design, and just for them to be like, all right, never mind. But then again, it sounds like everything else Windows or Microsoft has made hardware-wise,
yes,
other than the Xbox.
Yes. Well, it's very similar to the – well, you've heard of the Microsoft Kin, haven't you?
That's the old one, right?
No, the Kin is the phone. They came up with their Windows phone.
Oh, yeah, Windows phone.
Yeah, they said they only sold about 500 of those things. And then they immediately stopped work process. Then they brought them back for about a minute, and then – they got rid of them. I mean, supposedly it was a good phone. It just...
Did you say they sold 500 of them?
Yes, about 500.
That's pitiful.
That's an embarrassment.
Yes, it is.
What? Who bought them? Orangutans or something?
No, it was meant for teenagers. That's what it was. It was meant for teenagers. It tried to take some of the smarts out of the smartphone, because they figured they're just texting. But it was a total flop.
No, no.
Yeah,
they sold them to the people in Iraq when they expanded into Iraq. Story that we covered.
Send them to Afghanistan.
There you go.
The Taliban are running around with the Windows phone like, look, I could update my Twitter.
I don't even think you can even update Twitter from that thing. But it was just a bad phone. It was so limited. But anyway, speaking of bad, Twitter. During this week, as a matter of fact, on Thursday, apparently it was taken down by a nasty cascade bug. The service says it was Spotify. It was Spotify for Twitter.
That's disgusting.
Yes, it said that it was an internal issue, but a hacker group called themselves the UG Nazis took down the Twitter for about 40 minutes. And it went down again today at some point. I didn't notice because I was doing other things at the time, trying to get the show ready. But Twitter does not need help to go down. It really does not need help. So if anybody claims, I can claim I just tweeted too much and took Twitter down. So Twitter is not the most stable platform. I mean, it's a great tool. But
you're living on the edge, though.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we're living on the bleeding edge. But yeah. Twitter, it does not need help from a hackers group to go down. It's unstable as enough as it is. If any of you know what the fail whale is, if you're new to Twitter and you don't know what the fail whale is, you're very fortunate because the fail whale was very common in the early, just within the last year or so. It was just like tweet, fail whale. or you get the two robots with the arm is hanging off ones that something went technically wrong. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, it doesn't take a whole lot to take Twitter down. It seems
no.
like most of the time. Whether or not this was actually due to a hacking attempt or the type of thing they're talking about really isn't a hacking attempt. It's just an attempt to take the servers down. And sometimes that doesn't really take a whole lot.
Yeah.
It's kid stuff, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, when they take over the CIA page and change the pictures on it, then that's cool.
Yeah.
If they can take Twitter down for half an hour, that's just annoying.
It is. The Twitter is the nervous system of the internet right now. And the reason why that anybody would want to take Twitter down just to be, you know, an a-hole is it's just stupid. I mean, people are using this thing to communicate across the country, across the planet in many cases. So, people, if you're out there hacking stuff, please, the last thing you need to do is hack Twitter because you're going to look at it funny and it's going to go down anyway. So just leave it alone.
Really?
Yes. Medusa, your thoughts?
Go hack Facebook if you want to do something big.
There you go.
Leave us alone on Twitter. We don't bother anybody.
Right.
We're a bunch of iconoclasts that are out there. You know, I'm sure we're all in Patagonia, really. We're all the best people go to get away from it all. But it was just annoying.
Yeah.
You know, if it was a hack job. I was watching the Sandusky trial anyway on TV, so I was otherwise occupied. I'm, you know, not a fiend on Twitter. If it goes down, I don't hyperventilate and have a hissy fit, you know.
I do.
Oh, we're sharing now, and sharing is caring, Joe.
I hate to break in. We do have a break. We were told in the chat room that we might have some breaking story, and we actually do have a breaking news. So,
verdict.
Yep. The verdict. The verdict is in. The ex Penn State assistant coach Jerry Sandusky was convicted of 45 counts of the sexual abuse trial. So we've been waiting to hear on this. We've been following. If you've been following the Sandusky trial, he has been now found guilty on 45 counts in this trial. I am glad that justice finally prevailed somewhere.
He is the poster child now for pedophilia.
Yes, he is.
Look it up in the dictionary, and Sandusky will be there.
Yes.
Fuck that. The jury got it right.
Yes. And they were going to be announcing it just before we started the show. I was like, oh, it's going to come on right during the show. And I was like, yes, we're going to.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes.
Packard and everybody.
Yes.
Dan and Joe.
Yes. But anyway, I'm sorry, Medusa. You were saying? Medusa?
Yes,
okay.
I'm here.
I'm sorry, you cut out. What you were saying, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but what were you saying?
What were we talking about?
My shoes. I don't know.
Shoes.
We're talking about shoes. No, we were talking about Twitter going down.
Oh, well, okay. Well, that's how I feel. It goes down. It has problems. It's not as bad as Facebook, and I really don't think it was hacked. I think it was just, I really think it was the Sandusky trial that brought it down, to tell you the truth. Because, you know, I was watching it in session, but when I would go on Twitter and search Sandusky, I was getting more current information off of Twitter, you know. Yeah. So it was really being flooded. I don't know what it made it.
That was yesterday, and the Sandusky thing may have taken Twitter down today. But Apple events, when they're up, will take down Twitter as well, because everybody's tweeting about Apple and so forth. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it just happens. It's just part of life.
Yeah. So yeah. Twitter will get better. It's just for right
Occasionally,
now.
Occasionally, you throw up.
Yeah.
It threw up.
And that's basically what it did. It just it kind of like no more. I'm full. Joe, your thoughts?
I missed this when it happened, but I saw people talking about it later in the day. Uh-huh. There's actually a top story on Yahoo News.
Uh-huh.
And the first thing that I thought was the same thing that you said, is Twitter goes down all the time. It doesn't need hackers to help that.
Right.
But that being said, I remember back in the day when I first started using Twitter, I used to get whales all the time.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, this is a website that's really popular. And they don't have the stability of Facebook, which is also very popular. Facebook had more infrastructure. And back then, Twitter was like struggling to catch up. They didn't have enough money to pay for things. And now they've caught up a lot more. Like, it doesn't go down as much as it used to.
No.
So it's better, but it still goes down. Like, you know, like you said, on any major event, a soccer game can bring it down.
Yep.
You know. So, there's also weird glitches that happen on Twitter. I remember once there was all the follower accounts got reset to zero.
Oh, yeah.
And,
I remember
and
that.
Everybody freaked out. They were like, what?
You weren't all my followers go.
And then a few hours later, they all came back.
You know, you were saying that you didn't, this was saying that she used Watson's Sandusky trial. And she didn't even notice it was down. I was recreating all, as I was saying that we had the hardware failure. I was too busy recreating the show, and I didn't even notice Twitter was down. So,
we do have lives outside of Twitter.
We
do other things.
We do.
You know?
We do.
Well, yeah, kind of. I attempt.
If I'm not on Twitter, I'm asleep.
Yeah. Twitter
Me
after
too.
Dark.
I'm asleep. Packard knows now. And Crystal's got my number, so.
Yes.
You should have my number.
Yes, definitely Twitter after dark. When it's Twitter after dark, Joe's asleep.
All right, well, let's get into our next topic.
Now, Illinois prosecutors have refused to defend the gay marriage ban. It's the first time in a while. Illinois has a lot to be proud of. It has Abraham Lincoln, and it has Abraham Lincoln, and...
Hunter Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, Vampire Hunter Lincoln. It's got Chicago, and it has Lincoln,
feel you're mocking them.
Really? No. I'm from Wisconsin. People from Wisconsin, we openly mock Illinois.
And mockers.
Yes, we do. And Illinois people openly mock Wisconsin.
You know where we come in number one? I'll tell you where we come in number one.
Where's that?
We've got... We beat all the other states in the nation, hands down. We have two former governors in federal prison.
There you go.
Nice.
Right now.
Nice. That is sweet.
But anyway, this is the one time I am actually proud of Illinois, because they have decided, the prosecutors there refused to defend the gay marriage ban. They went through the courts, and basically they were saying, you know, this is a constitutional right, and we're going to stand up for the constitutional right. There are other people who are saying, you people shouldn't be doing that. You should be upholding the law. Well, if the law is wrong, it's wrong. That's all there is to it. If something is wrong, it's wrong. It doesn't matter if it's a law or not. If the law is wrong, it's a bad law. Period. It's like saying you got to send third graders to jail because they cross the sidewalk on a Friday. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Dan, your thoughts?
You know, if those third graders are out there where they're not supposed to be. Well, I have to give a lot of credit to the State Attorney General, Lisa Madigan, and the rest of the prosecutors from around the state that are, you know, banding together. It's like, you know, it's not even across party lines now.
Right.
It's just... It's a civil rights issue, and it's a human rights issue, and to try to legislate someone's rights away isn't right, like
yes.
You said. It's just a matter of doing what's right, and what's right is to allow two people who love each other to get married.
Right.
Real simple.
That's all it is. I mean, they're not trying to – the people are not trying to go out and marry their Buicks. I mean, that's – Although there was some woman that was, I remember a few years ago, she married herself. They allowed that, but they won't, you know.
I don't know.
That's absurd. That's absurd.
How long ago has it been since you saw the movie Christine?
Oh, yeah. I actually, I've never seen that movie, but I heard enough about it.
Yeah, she's got chrome like you would not believe.
Oh, yeah. She's got chrome.
You men's Randy.
You can get in the back seat while you're in the back seat.
Yeah, imagine that. Wow.
Listen to you three.
But no, but actually, in this instance, I am actually really proud of Illinois. And there, that is for a person from Wisconsin, that should not make me feel good, but it does.
That's
it actually,
all for interbreeding, too.
Yes. But I do like Illinois. I just don't like driving through Chicago. I don't think anybody actually even people that live in Chicago don't like driving through Chicago. But anyway, no, I'm not a hater, a KS agent. I'm just teasing. It's just all part of the show. Medusa, your thoughts?
I really don't know what this story is about, except I'm with Dan. It's all about the love, man.
Yes.
It really is all about the love. It's letting two people who care about each other, no matter who they may be, letting them get married. If they want to get married, but I'm not for marriage, so don't ask me.
Yes.
You know, I would say that you'd have to be insane to get married. You know, if you want a commitment, buy a house. That's a contract.
Oh, that's a worse contract than marriage.
Well, you know, or the roses and all that. Get a dog or something, you know. Get two puppies, and you get one, and she gets one, and it's all about the love, about for the puppies.
Yeah.
But don't get married. But
yeah. I've said that on many shows, too. Don't get married. Just
I know. You're a proponent of no marriage, too.
Yeah, I'm just a proponent of no marriage to anybody.
Not even for people who... Or in heterosexual.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I say people that a guy I know, if he's gonna get married, he says I tell him my condolences. Or the woman, if I know a woman, she says she's getting married, says, my condolences. It's like, don't get married. This is my way of saying don't get married. It's you're making a mistake. Just live together. You can just, you'll have all the same sex just because. You know, if you're thinking God out there believes that gay marriage is bad, or marriage is bad just all the way around, period, just don't get married. Joe, your thoughts.
I forget who it was, but I read an article a while ago about a Christian evangelical leader, and he admitted that they have lost the battle on gay marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And this article about the two Illinois prosecutors refusing to defend a lawsuit. This and all the other articles we've covered on gay marriage back that admission. We're witnessing a moment in the history of civil rights, and it's a great time.
Yes, it is.
These two prosecutors, you know, they're not the guards in the Nazi camp that said, I was just following orders. These are prosecutors who are standing up for what is right despite their job titles, and
exactly.
I think they're heroes.
Yes.
Well said.
Yes. These people are heroes, especially there's not many people in the higher government like that can be heroes. But these people are actually heroes, and I agree with you there. It's a lot of states are actually following suit with this. Connecticut, Iowa, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, and Vermont. And they have all legalized gay marriage.
Can we quote one of the prosecutors?
Sure, go ahead.
His name is Alvarez, and I wrote down this quote from the article because I thought it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "I took an oath when I was sworn in to defend the Constitution of the state of Illinois, and I believe that is what I am doing."
Yes.
And I was like, bravo, man.
Yep.
You go.
Yes. And he says, "I'm not going to defend something I believe in is a violation of the Constitution."
Exactly.
And that's perfectly well said. I mean, it doesn't matter if the state – if someone in the – someone's got a bug up their ass because – because their Bible says, "Oh, gay marriage is wrong." Go take your Bible and go shove it up your ass, please. And shove it up nice and deep and keep it there.
Take your Bible and go out to the outhouse.
There you go. That's where it belongs. Leave it in the outhouse. Leave it in the outhouse and use each page.
That's right. That's right.
God's against it. Let him tell me, not you.
They're thin. Right. They're waterproof.
I've heard that one. I see that one on Twitter many times. If God hates what doesn't like what I'm doing, let him tell me, not you. So that's perfect. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Joe. All right. Let's get into our next story here. The U.S. Supreme Court has decided to strike down or regulating some curse words on the broadcast television. Now, I kind of. Being kind of half-handed the way I usually am, I said, "Okay, here come the boobies! Prepare for boobies on TV." No.
Is it with you people?
We like boobies.
I'm going to start sending you boobies over Twitter now. I have quite a few guys I've sent.
There you go. Just go ahead and send me boobies. I'll look at them.
Okay, brother. Boobs are us.
Boobs are us. I think that's the other porn site. Anyway, no, actually, what the story was really mostly about was that when the Academy Awards or the Cinematic Awards or whatever the awards case was, several people said a few swear words, and they got on the air and people were going, "Oh my gosh, someone said a swear!" And then people go to work and then they use the word over and over and over again with their buddies. For the most part, I'd imagine. But if it's on TV, oh my God, it's icky. Ooh, it's like, get over it. And the one where Madonna's boob popped out, apparently.
Oh,
or no, or Janet Jackson's, whoever boob it was that popped out.
She yanked it out. It didn't pop out. Oh, yeah. Janet Jackson's popped out.
Yeah.
But Madonna produced hers in Turkey.
Yeah. Anyway, the thing is that these people are there. There were some millions of dollars, $1.24 million in fines that these companies were going to get hit with. But they, the affiliate stations, but they're like saying, or they said that basically, you know what? We're going to throw these all out. Forget it. It's unconstitutional. Because they didn't know this was going to happen. And if they did, even one some TV show that was put in there, they saw a woman's bare ass. Oh my gosh, an ass! Like, nobody has an ass. Everybody has an ass, men and women.
Oh, please, they show women in these thongs and their asses are hanging out, please.
Yes.
But don't get me started.
Exactly. Well, it's stupid. I mean, we're not going to... So, for people who are freaking out over this, we're not going to see naked people walking all over your TV set on every TV show now. That's most likely not going to happen. But they made the right choice. It is unconstitutional. And the fact is that everybody has a body. People are going to see naked body eventually in some time in their lifetime. So
a variety of naked bodies.
Yes.
If you're lucky.
Yes. And if you swing that way, you'll see both sides. But anyway, don't be ashamed of the body. Is nothing to be ashamed of. Why people get so upset over boobs and vaginas and penises? And because I think a lot of it is because of because people are pushing their Bible and their religion, and they think bodies are a sin or whatever. I really don't know the thought process.
The temple of sin is the human body.
Oh, yeah, because we can do that.
Whatever. Right.
Yeah, whatever. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, I was actually kind of disappointed with this because the way they ruled on this doesn't really change anything. It lets all these stations off without having to pay the fine, of course, and it's making the FCC go back and rewrite some policies. But it's not going to change whether or not you can say the word shit on television.
Right.
Now, if you know...
I can't talk right
it's,
now.
It's really crazy to me that... you know, I could be in a
right
television
now,
show and, you know, a comedy thing and hit my thumb with a hammer and say, oh, shoot.
I have to do the same thing
and I hit with the hammer and say, oh, shit, it gets bleeped. Now, okay, the thing of it is, what was the difference in what I said?
Right.
Is it, you know, if it's a change in just that word... then there's a problem with the way you're defining what's, you know, what's indecent and what's not.
Right.
If the problem is the idea behind it, then it's unconstitutional because it's not right to, you know, censor ideas like that.
Right.
If you can have a man with a cable access TV show come on the air on a broadcast station and state that he thinks all the Jews in the world should be tossed into an oven to finish up where Hitler left off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just fine. That's constitutionally protected free speech.
Yeah.
Why is that idea of saying something like that less offensive than someone saying the word shit?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, the thing is that, and somebody and visited in the chat room said, well, because kids could be watching, baloney. It doesn't make a difference. You're going to go out. My kids were telling me how they'd go to class. And when I was in school, our parents didn't know this, and they didn't think I did, but they told me anyway, that they're swearing behind when they're at school or whatever anyway.
Look what they did to that lady on the bus.
I have not seen that video, but I had heard about it. But the thing is, kids are going to swear. If you think that, because if you're hiding a swear word from them, then you think they're going to grow up different? No, because first of all, swearing, it's healthy. It's actually proven that if you swear, like you say, if you hit your hand with a hammer, you say, whatever. And then it relieves stress. And that's actually scientifically tested. So if you're out there and you think that because you think your kids are not going to be able to hear a word, you're just delusional. Because people are swearing all over the place. I mean... They're out in the streets, they're on the beaches, they're in the theaters, you're in your car. You may slip yourself and you're going, oh my gosh, don't say that word. It's a naughty word. What's the first thing kid's going to say? He's going to keep saying that word because it's a naughty word. If we stop coming up with this nonsense that words are naughty or bad, like...
They're just words. They're just tools. Words are tools you put together.
Yes. They're just going to latch onto them more and they're just going to use them more. But it doesn't really matter. If you think a swear word is going to curve your, as George Collins, curve your spine, keep the country from winning the war, you're delusional. That simple. Medusa, your thoughts?
Cursing on TV.
I'm just blown away by the Sandusky verdict right now. I'm just overwhelmed by that. And so I've been listening to this hearing you talking about it, but I drawing a complete and total blank right now because that's all I can think about. What was the article we were talking about?
Swearing on TV.
Swearing on TV.
Yes.
Mark Twain, I'll say this. This is my Hail Mary pass, which Jerry Sandusky should have tried to do by getting on the stand. Mark Twain once said, and I'll paraphrase him poorly, maybe Dan knows this quote, is that the English language is insufficient, and it is necessary at times to pepper it with swear words in order to make it more intelligible to people.
Yes.
And that's how I feel about it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it. Now, kids are going to look at Playboys. They're going to curse. That lady on the bus, the things they did to her and said to her were just traumatic and just horrible. And so teenagers they're going through that transitional stage like terrible news, you know.
Yeah.
They're just out of control, and it's the parents' job to control your own teenager.
Right.
But it's a right to free speech.
Yeah.
And it's about time, you know.
Yeah.
And it proves the reality of life in general and what's being seen on the cinema and on the street finally. So I'm finally glad that everybody's on the same page and being honest.
Yeah.
There, did I save myself?
Yes.
Yes,
you did.
Shit. Oh dear.
That's all right, Dan. I'm gonna leave this as it is just for this show, and I'm gonna put a disclaimer on the opening. So don't worry about it. Because editing is gonna be a fucking nightmare.
I'm so sorry. oh my goodness. Well, we're playing Mark Twain right.
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna shut my mouth now.
Thank you.
Joe, your thoughts.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad somebody said it. I was about to say it. Thank you.
You're welcome, Packard.
Hey, my thoughts are, if I'm not allowed to curse on Packard Pokes at, then Bono's not allowed to curse at the Grammys, god damn it.
Well, god damn it, it's not really a swear word, because there it's a victimless crime.
God's
there's no god to damn anyway, so.
Okay, fine. Fuck.
Fuck.
Here you go, Packard. Quarter in the swear jar.
There you go. You're going to put in about five of them for there.
It's probably full of beer.
There you go.
Well, back to the article. I think that it's more offensive to see drug advertisements on TV than it is for the occasional swear from a celebrity at an award ceremony.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I mean, do we really need to know about all the side effects of herpes medications while we're watching TV? Like, that's just disgusting.
Yeah. And I'd like to know if my mother-in-law's on Enchantix and is having homicidal thoughts of killing me.
Exactly. The side effects are horrible, and it's like, I don't want to know about this. So, but let's be honest. Most kids don't learn cursing from TV. They learn it from their parents.
That's right. And they learn it from their friends.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So if you think it's coming from the TV, you're another case of grand delusion right there.
Or they learn about it from Packard Pokes at this obscene
podcast. Yeah, the one obscene podcast. We're going to have a lot of curses on this particular episode, I'm sure.
Oh my God.
At least in this segment anyway. So, okay, let's get on to our next topic.
Give me the news.
Now, Sanford police chief was been fired in the wake of the Trayvon Martin case. And about damn time.
Amen, brother.
It's about time. He has put in his resignation, and he said that, because of all this going on, I'm going to temporarily step down, and you can figure out what you're going to do. And they said, no, we're not going to take your resignation. And several weeks later, they decide to can his ass. And I'm glad they canned him, because they handled this so poorly. So poorly. I don't care about your stand your gun laws. They're stupid, and they should be unconstitutional. They're just wrong. And I've said this before, if something's wrong, it's wrong. If you shoot and kill somebody, you go to jail until everything's all figured out. I don't care if it's stand your ground or whatever the situation was. You shoot and kill somebody, jail. Period.
Period.
No if
it's story.
No, do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Go straight to jail.
Go directly to jail. They need to stay. He should have been put in jail immediately. Why? With no bail, right. Until this situation is placed out, and then you can be put on bond, and the wheels of justice set out forward. So then you need to do it. But I am so glad that he has been given his walking papers. I'm not really fond of people getting fired unless they do something really stupid. And this guy has done something really stupid, and he deserved to lose his job. And why he didn't lose his job sooner, I don't know. But at least they finally came to the right decision. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm kind of torn on this one. I agree that, you know, I'm of the opinion that, yeah, the guy should have lost his job, that they did the right thing. But
I don't think he had a job. I think he had a...
yeah, I think it's true.
volunteer kind of job thingy.
Well, no, not Zimmerman, but the police chief down here. And the thing of it is, I think it's going to help the rest of the administration in the city out in their PR, because they're not going to look as bad now that they've taken it out on their whipping boy, the police chief.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a systemic problem down there within the police department, as it is within a lot of police departments.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something that we really need to look at a long way over. You know, whether it's a little podunk town with Andy and, you know, Barney Fife, or it's the Chicago Police Department with, you know, rampant torture and corruption all over the place.
Oh yeah, I know. Oh yeah, Chicago is very bad for that. I've heard all kinds of stories about that kind of place. That they're just doing all kinds of weird things down there. Giving people fines for stupid things, it just drives me. It's just like, why? I mean, you can't be this broke that you got to be, you know, come up with anything just to write a ticket. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's redundant to say it's about time he got the axe, because, you know, he had the chance to do the right thing from the get-go,
right,
and failed miserably at doing that. So he should have been given the axe a long time ago. This has been a long time coming. This stand your ground laws are in several states, actually. But this reminds me of a case recently in Shiner, Texas, where a man beat to death a pedophile that he caught pants off on top of his 4-year-old daughter.
Yeah, I heard about that. And
they refused to charge him. The grand jury wouldn't charge him. The sheriff wouldn't arrest him. And that is an example of stand your ground. Any reasonable person would have done that.
Yes.
You know, that would have been you.
What do you think about that Texas case, though? Do you think he should have been charged?
Oh, no.
I was going to say, I think that was completely justified.
Yes, I agree. I agree that.
That's a perfect example. I'm saying, stand your ground. What else are you going to do? You know, you're not going to get in fisticuff fights with this guy. You're going to pull him off the girl. And yes, you are probably going to lose it mentally, because that's what happens to us when our bodies get flooded with different endorphins and adrenaline, and you get that instinctual sense to protect your offspring at all costs.
Yes.
You know, so of course he's not going to be found guilty of anything. What, be found guilty of being human?
Yeah. No, he in that instance,
I'm just asking a rhetorical question, that's all.
No, that's fine. I'm just saying, but no, I agree with you. That's one case. The one case so far.
Yeah, and George Zimmerman's case, where you put that up in a mirror to the other one in Shiner, Texas. George Zimmerman just comes up with no credibility at all.
No.
Lying about the money. If he's lying about that, he's lying about something else.
That's very possible.
And that's redundant, because that's what everybody else has been saying all along.
Yeah.
But again, it's a credibility issue for George, and I think he screwed the pooch on this one, pardon my French, and has a credibility. And
After what we just said in the last segment, I really don't think that's going to screw in the pooch.
Pardon your French on screw the pooch.
You want me to write that one down?
Sure, go ahead.
Put a quarter in the swear jar on that one.
There you go. Put a nickel in the swear jar for that one. Anyway, no, but no, I was just saying, you're in that instance, it's totally different, but that one is completely justified because he was protecting his daughter. And Zimmerman went up and chased after the kid. This was totally different. The other guy found him, and you know that's attacking his daughter. That's totally different. Joe, your thoughts?
Here in New York, our self-defense laws are you have to flee. If that's a possibility,
yes.
you're required to flee. So I think, like, when I first heard of Stand Your Ground, I'm like, what is that? And when I heard what it was about, I was like, oh, that's ridiculous. Like all it does is enable people to have what happened, you know?
Yeah.
It's really crazy. And Trayvon Martin's death is very tragic. But the thing that bothers me a lot about this is that it seems like every week something new comes out. They have another picture of injuries to Zimmerman and all that. And so really what it comes down to is this has to be decided by a jury.
Yes.
We can't decide it in public opinion. It has to go before a proper trial by process and you know.
Exactly. And you know, you pointed out something that it's very pertinent here. You said they're coming out with new pictures of him being injured. Yes, but he will recover. His injuries will recover.
Right, right.
And
right.
You don't recover from being dead. You just don't. You're dead, period. I mean, Martin was the only witness on the scene at that point, so they automatically, well, I had to shoot him. You know, and there was a video, it was a few weeks ago. This guy, he's a retired fireman. The people next to are playing their music a little too loud. And he says, I'm going over there, and he recorded. He took his gun over there. I'm going to have to defend myself here. And they're going, hey, we don't have any guns or anything. Oh, they said they're going to go get a gun. And so then he opened fire and he killed somebody.
He took a gun, a camcorder, and a flashlight over there. Who does that for a noise complaint with their neighbor?
Yeah. And he says, I'm going to have to defend myself. And dude, you just proved that you are an idiot. And the fact that this just goes to show that the people are using. They say Zimmerman had seen what he did, and now they're trying it too. Oh, I got a noisy neighbor. I can just use Stand My Ground, and I'll just kill him and blow him away. I won't get prosecuted. They're using this as a license to kill.
It just leads to more problems.
It's, exactly.
Yeah.
Because they think it's just one. They think it's going to be. They think it's just going to solve their problems, and it's not. It's just going to create more. All right, well, let's get on to our next story here. I like to find interesting stories, and this one turned out, as weird as it was, is absolutely 100% true. A woman over in, where was it? It doesn't say, let's see here. It doesn't say where she was at. She was a 63-year-old lady, no, the Korean lady. She was eating some squid. Apparently, it wasn't cooked all the way. So, if I have never eaten squid, I really don't know what it tastes like. I the closest thing to seafood that the exotic seafood is crab. crab and clams. That's the most exotic stuff I eat. I have tried sushi once, and it was. I even wrote a whole blog about it. It's at peckersonic.wordpress.com if you want to read it and dig it up. It's from a couple years ago. But anyway, this woman, she bit into this squid, and she starts feeling some weird stuff in her teeth and in her cheeks. And she went to the hospital, and apparently she bit into the sperm sack of the squid because it wasn't cooked properly. And it burrowed into her lips and tried to basically impregnate her mouth. So, why people want to eat squid raw or even half cooked is icky. But I mean, in my opinion, I'm not that. That's not my culture. I don't like that kind of food. But personally, make sure your food is properly cooked. This is why we have. rules for cooking stuff. And the spray came out and had been in her cheeks and her mouth and everything, like I said.
Ew.
And it was just, it's just disgusting. It's, so please, just cook your food. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, the way it works with the squids is it's a self-injecting, like a polyp thing that it's. Well,
it hurts to hear it.
It's like a little sack. That, it's like a beast, a self-injecting bee stinger, basically. Mm. Only it's lots of them.
I don't bees that are smarter than me.
We have a tendency in the United States to cook our food too much.
Yeah.
You know, it's a safety issue. They always say that you should cook this to a certain temperature. This squid was cooked. It was parboiled, and lots of people eat it like that every day. It's uh-huh. just this particular situation, was unfortunate. But it's squid bukkake is probably just about what it was. But it's
have you ever had that?
A lot of people do not clean the squid, as in degut them.
Have you had that, Dan?
Not personally, no. I've had octopus and I've had squid, but nothing. You know, they gut the squid when they do it over here. In Southeast Asia, they don't. And, it's all edible except when you get a rare case like this.
Yeah. It is a rare case, obviously. It is really rare. But it says here, cheek, gums, and tongue. Ooh. I can't imagine trying to get something squirreling around inside my tongue. Ew.
Oh, my God.
My tongue does not want to get pregnant. There's a lot of things I don't want to do in my mouth, but not get pregnant. I don't want my mouth pregnant. But just your thoughts.
Oh, God, sushi. My thoughts on sushi are this. I had sea urchin eggs one night. With a gentleman at a sushi bar, and it was the only time I almost threw up in public. It was disgusting. It tasted like the seaweed. They popped and went all over your mouth, so I would not.
What was it you had?
Sea urchin eggs.
Oh, sea urchin eggs, okay.
Yeah, they're like safety orange. That's the color they are. Oh. They're bright and beautiful, but don't put them in your flippin' mouth. I heard about this woman. That's just her karma for eating something, a creature that is probably, but I think I can get Dan and Joe to go with me on this, that is smarter than all of us. I mean, I have a lot of respect for cephalopods, and I don't eat something that's probably about as smart as I am, or a young child. They're pretty complex creatures. Yes. So it's bad karma.
Yeah. Well,
and we are overfishing and overeating our supply in the ocean. You know, we just have to stop harvesting so much of this stuff. You know.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
That's another issue to be taken up in another show, but...
Yeah, that reminds me of something George Carlin said, and speaking of which, tomorrow is the anniversary of his death. Just so I bring that up. Today is. No, is it today?
I actually looked it up. It's June 22nd.
I thought it was June 23rd, because that's according to my thing was, because I put it in my phone.
I checked Wikipedia, so whatever you checked, I don't know.
Okay. Well, all right, if it was today, then it's today. But yeah, speaking of which, anyway, he's in one of his episodes. He said if he looks at crabs and he goes, when he sees something crawling at you, that doesn't make him hungry. He says his first reaction is step on that thing before it gets to the children. So it's like I see a crab coming right beside me. Hey, that don't make me hungry. So
I'm completely with him on that. If I seen something like that, it probably wouldn't make me very hungry either. Joe, your thoughts?
I'm going to be honest. This happens to me all the time.
Oh, really?
I'm constantly spitting on home pregnancy tests just in case the calamari condom broke. And, you know, you got to be careful because squid are notorious for not paying child support. The little buggers knock up your mouth, and then they swim off and never call you the next day. It's ridiculous.
I hate it when that happens.
I know.
It happens all the time. They're prolific.
Have you ever tried to get a squid on child support custody? It just they just will not take the kids. Never.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let's get into our next topic.
Now, I was going to cover this last week's show or a couple weeks ago, but we didn't get a chance to. My producer had nixed it, but this one came through. Christianity is going on the decline, and I am so glad to see it on the decline. It is about time, too. Over in Australia, for example, they originally, back in, let's see here, I had it here a moment ago. Was that 96% originally? And the first census was taken back in 1911. And now it is down to 61%. Yes! Reason is winning out. And they actually have an atheist prime minister or president or whatever they've got over there. And I'm so glad to see that. That's a wake-up call for us. To have, if I'm not mistaken, we need to have. Okay, someone's laughing. Someone's laughing.
I'm so sorry. I'm laughing at something someone said in the chat room.
Oh, okay.
I'm pawning your response by the chat.
Oh, I know what you're laughing at.
Okay.
So am I.
Okay. Anyway, this is why people got to come to the live show. If you want to come to the live show, go to justin.tv/PackerPokes. You can get in all the jokes that you're not usually privy to, especially here on the air. But anyway,
I'm laughing too because you know we can't even elect a vagina to be president.
Oh yeah, we have a hard time getting a vagina in office, much less an atheist.
Hey Packard.
Yeah.
Hello.
Real quick, the thing we're laughing at is Dawkins' dog said the big problem though, if Christianity dies out, it'll just come back 3 days later.
Oh.
Nice one, Dawkins dog. Nice one. Nice one. But I am so glad it's dying out. I am really glad to see it's going away because it does need to go. There are people just posting stuff all over the place. They say the things about Christianity alone are just obscene. People they're pushing an obscene book. The book people are worried about swearing. Read the Bible. You'll see this book is obscene. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's nice to see rational thinking coming to the fore. Not that everyone who claims to be a Christian is irrational, because that's
right.
Not the case.
No,
it's
unless you saw the truck I saw today that this guy had plastered Jesus stuff all over it. Wow.
Plastic Jesus.
I have to quote a movie, though, real quick. And Kindergarten Cop.
Oh, sure. It's not a tumor. No.
No. Close. Boys have a penis. Girls have a vagina.
Oh, yeah. I remember that scene.
Who is your daddy and what does he do?
Relevant to the chat room there. But, Christianity is losing its followers, and it's as our population ages, and the younger people growing up see no need for it because they see the things that the ultra conservative and fundamentalist religious people use their what they call their faith for, and that's hatred and divisiveness. The anti-gay
arms of right-wing Christianity, the, you know, anti-black, anti-immigrant. It's all this isolationist stuff, and young people in our country and apparently in Australia and many other places around the world see that for what it is. It's BS. It's people using their religion to come up with any kind of they can to justify their own hatred for other people. And, you know, it's finally getting to the point where people are saying, look, we've had enough.
Yes, exactly. That's about it. They're having enough of this. They're not going for, oh, you'll be rewarded after you die. Well, I don't want to be rewarded after I don't want to be rewarded after I die. I can do good works now while I'm alive, because after I'm dead, it doesn't matter. You're dead, you're dead. Nothing happens after you're dead. You just die, you're dead, nothing. People always go, well, I'm worried about my eternal soul. Baloney. If you're worried about your... I always ask them, were you worried about your eternal soul before you were born? Well, I wasn't born yet. That's right, because if you don't have any memory of before you were born, you're not going to have any memory after you die, because you're going to go to the same state you came from. Nothing. Period. Nothing. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, you know, it's just, for me, I was raised in the Greek church. I was baptized when I was a baby. You know, the very traditional. I mean, old country, traditional. You can't imagine what it was like. I can't even describe it to you. And I was raised to be a good Greek girl and went to Greek church, went to Greek Sunday school, and went back and stayed with my yaya, who took me to Greek church and Greek funerals and Greek weddings. And so that was very much a part of my life, going to church. And I broke with the church when I was 12 or 13 years old. But I carried on some of those traditions for myself, just in honor of my grandmother, because of everything that she had done for me. But I'm an atheist. And so the one thing that I did not do is I did not pass those traditions on to my children.
Yes.
If they want to go out and search for the meaning of life and find their own traditions, that is up to them to find their own path, just like I found mine, which was as an atheist.
Exactly.
And I still go to church once a year at the Greek festival, and I light 3 candles, and it's just out of honor for my family. But I think a lot of it is due to that. There's just not passing down the traditions from parent to child anymore, yeah. And that accounts for it.
Yeah, that's basically what it is, just tradition. That's the only reason why you do that, because of tradition.
Right, it's death by attrition, really, you know.
Yeah.
Just slowly, slowly it's being whittled away, and I think that's a good thing. Those are basically my thoughts.
Yeah, and I'm...
It's a hopeful thing.
Yes, exactly. I'm just... My daughter says this is childish, but when I drive, we have different trucks that I work for, and sometimes when the truck does not have markings on it, because they just haven't got the markings on it, and there's no way to really identify it except for the doors, but I'm driving by pretty quickly, I give it the bird a little bit, each church I drive by, so... It's my way of striking back the only way I can. I don't go blowing my horn. I don't scream out the window. I just kind of like give it the little bird. I keep on driving. So I think we should
makes
all.
Makes feel good.
It makes me feel good. I think we should all do that. I mean, you buy a church, just give them the bird. They don't know why, but just give them the bird. Screw you. Screw your church.
They'll pray for you. They'll pray for you, Packer.
No, no, they won't pray for me. They'll go, whoa, we got to find out where that truck's coming from so we can call them and complain. Because they know that'll work. Because they know prayer doesn't work. So. Joe, your thoughts.
You said that when we pass the church, we should flip the bird. I used to ride the public transportation. I used to ride on buses a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we passed the Catholic church, all the old ladies on the bus would make the sign of the cross.
Yeah.
And it was like clockwork. Like, as soon as it was coming, then bump, 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 bump. And I was just like, wow, what are they? Oh, they have to do that.
I guess if they don't do that, they stop in midair and the bus drives off without them because they hit the prayer force field and boom, I didn't do my crossy thing. Oh God, yep. I'm standing outside. I gotta wait for the next bus.
When they stand at the pearly gates, St. Peter's gonna be like, well, of the 5,000 times you rode the bus. In 1993, one time you forgot to do the sign of the cross, and guess what? You're going to a hot place now.
Yeah.
It's weird. I have to do that every time I pass a White Castle.
You have White Castles in Illinois?
You do the cross thing, and when you pass the White Castle, you give it to the bird. Or both.
I do the cross, yeah. That's a holy place. Yeah.
I have the same reverence for Hardee's. I really do. I just love their food. Especially mushroom Swiss burger. But we're getting off topic. But yeah, I'm just glad to see that the that religion is going away. It's got to start somewhere. Back to the
article?
Yes.
I thought this article was really interesting. In 1911, it says that 96% of Australians identified themselves as Christian,
mm-hmm.
and now it's down to 61%.
Yeah.
And the fastest growing actual religion, because atheism is not a religion,
right,
is Hinduism.
No, actually,
and that's probably due to immigration.
Yeah. And the second largest one that's going down there is, I kid you not, is Jedi.
Yeah, I love the Australians.
Yeah, and the thing, I just like the fact that they're like, oh, well, since we got to have a religion, I'm a Jedi. Okay, sure.
You know, in 2,000 years, Jedi is going to be a real problem in the world. There's going to be a Jediists on the internet arguing. There's no such thing as midichlorians, you idiot.
The TSA searches.
That's gonna bring a whole new turn to the atheist movement. I swear, it's just like, there is no Darth Vader. You people have been fooled with a movie. But as it says in the holy doctrine of the holy movie, the holy video shows the Darth Vader and the Luke Skywalker and whatever. You're just like, I just. It's gonna be a whole new ball game at that time. All right, well, let's get into our next story here. Now, we generally try to keep things fairly light here on the show. Unfortunately, in this case, it's not. And it's really a sad situation. An Indian man, and over in India, just so you know, it's not the American Indian, it's the other Indian. The one with the dots, okay? Those Indians. He beheaded his daughter over her lifestyle. She was 20 years old. She was living with her parents, and ever since she had left her husband, and then she had eloped with another guy. The father disapproved of this, so he ordered her to come home, cut off her head because of the religion, and stuck the head on a pike or something and paraded the head around the village before he turned over himself to authorities. He thought this was a good thing. Your daughter decided that, hey, this marriage I'm in is over with. I'm good. I'm in love with somebody else. So, you know, chop off her head. Yeah, that's the answer. No, that's not the answer, people. You do not need to go around killing people because they don't follow what you want them to do. People are different. Everybody has their own individual lives. Religion, this is most likely, it's Islamic. It's most likely this is based on the Islamic religion. And
no. I think it's Hindu.
Is it Hindu?
Strict Hindu.
It's Hindu. Okay. I apologize. It's Hindu. Okay. This is what people, religion pushes people to do because they think that their God commands that they sacrifice their children because of the way that they're living. Let them live their lives. You have no control over their lives. Once they turn 18, you're done. You've done your contract. Your 18 year contract is done. I don't know what it is in other countries, if that's if it's 20 or whatever. But women over there are being oppressed. If they were being oppressed over here, like they are, like that over there, oh man, the women in this country would be swarming, literally swarming the Capitol buildings in every state and the country. Dan, your thoughts?
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not that all Hindus think this way or all religious people think this way. It's obviously just a very small percentage. But the problem is that religion gets used as an excuse to support this kind of activity.
Yes.
And that's where the problem lies. Like Christopher Hitchens is famous for pointing out religion poisons everything.
Yes.
And, you know, here we have a family where the father didn't like his daughter's behavior and, you know, rather than kick her out of the house, like would happen in a lot of societies, because the daughter was an adult.
Yep.
The man actually murdered his own daughter and chopped her head off and paraded it around through the town on his way to turn himself into the police.
Yeah.
It disgusts me.
Yes, it does. And it should. And this doesn't... People think, people who are the religious people, the Christians and whatnot, they think, oh, well, our religion is much more civil. Oh, please. If you've actually read the Bible, I can't remember the exact verse, but one of the, in Timothy says, a woman should not be allowed to speak or teach or anything like that. That's one of the more mild ones.
In Exodus 21, it gives instructions on how to sell your daughter as a slave.
Yes. Oh yeah. And Lot was going to turn his women, his daughters over to the crowds because mm-hmm. to be raped. He wants them to know them. So it means here's my kids. Rape them. You can rape them. Don't rape these two guys, but rape my daughters. They're worthless. So just rape them. The Bible is just as obscene and disgusting as the Islamic or Hindu or whatever religion that is out there that promotes that women are basically worth nothing. If you think women are worth nothing, then you don't deserve to be around women. Like we did with that, like that one Democrat said, don't like having women get pregnant, have sex with something else. Guys, if you don't like women doing something, don't be around women. Period, because they're going to do what they want, just like you can. That's life. And if you don't like it, tough, deal with it. Medusa, your thoughts?
Amen, brother. Give you a hand.
Yeah.
You were speaking my thoughts. Truly, this just makes me so sad that she willingly went back to her father, probably knowing full well what he was going to do to her. But, you know,
I don't think he was going to know that he was going to kill her. I thought he was probably just going to be.
Did you check out that movie, The Stoning of Soraya M?
No, I have not had a chance. I have been so busy.
Yes, that was that was another case of, but this was of a stoning, and she went willingly, and that's what I find so chilling, is that this book, this gathering of pages of nonsense filled with violence and turpitude and malfeasance and all miscreants of all sorts.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, why you would give your kid a book like that, I don't know. I mean, that would scare me more than any fairy tale ever did.
Yeah.
But, I mean, India is also known for a burgeoning, it's not been burgeoning, it already burgeoned sonogram market where you could go in and be sonogrammed to see if you were having a daughter or a son. And if you're having a daughter, you can have an abortion because they don't want to have the girls. So they know. They
sometimes know a very late-term abortion.
Yes.
Right, right.
It's a huge problem over there.
Yeah, and it's forced.
Human rights organizations have been fighting against this for years now. So
yeah, you brought up something very interesting there. That these people are being, but they're being forced to have these abortions. This isn't of their own.
Right.
It's not because they're having a choice. Here we have a choice, and they're trying to. Definitely. And the Republicans are supposed to are trying to get these people to not be allowed to have a choice. Over there, they don't even have a choice either. It's the other extreme. They're being forced to.
Exactly. And that would really be my thoughts is that women are chattel in that part of the world.
Yeah.
And it's very, very sad. And there has to be support groups and groups for amnesty that are over there that are working to change that whole mindset that they have over there. Well, it's just religion. It's just, again, Packard, you make it sound so simple. It's just religion that makes it so screwed up. When you get down to brass tacks, that's what it is.
Yes, and the problem is nobody sees this. Everybody's got to make things way more complicated.
It's as plain as the nose on your face.
Exactly, and except for the people without noses. But that's a whole...
Well, there was a girl, I read the article today on CNN, who had her nose cut off by her husband because she displeased him.
Oh, jeez.
And so she was, I'll send you a link later.
All right.
She was sent over to America and they fitted her with a...
Oh, yeah, I remember hearing about this story. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Two pictures of her showing, and she was very brave to have this picture taken. One showed without her nose, this is what religion does, and then shows with her nose back, this is what science does. So religion...
I've seen that picture, it's great.
Yes. Religion is a poison in this world. It needs to die. It needs. I'm going to push for some religion weed killer, and we need to spray it everywhere. So, Joe, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a tragedy and a shame, and sadly, it's a growing problem in India. I first heard about this kind of stuff from Indian atheists over Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
The desire to have sons leads to infanticide. Going back to what Medusa said. Only the wealthier Indian people can afford the sonograms. The poorer people wait till the baby is born, and if it's born a girl, guess what?
Killed.
They kill the baby. Yeah, it's really tragic. It's disgusting, and it's all because of their religion's favoritism towards male children.
Yep.
And it has to do with the dowry. You know, also like it's more expensive to marry off a daughter than it is than a son where you gain wealth. It's just BS.
It is.
This article comes from the Friendly Atheist blog.
Yes,
and I was thinking, could we read like a little passage from it?
Sure, absolutely.
Sure.
Awesome. It says, as a child, she being the girls in India, she faces abuse, rape, and early marriage, and even when she marries, she is killed for dowry. If she survives all of this, as a widow, she will be discriminated against and be given no rights over inheritance or property.
Right.
It's just terrible.
It is
terrible. The situation for girls and women in India is bad. It's really bad.
It is. It really is bad. And it needs to change. And when they do this, they create a big hole in the genome. And because there's a big imbalance. And people, we want more boys. But then there's not enough girls for all the boys.
Right, China's and we have to save their lives before we can even educate them.
I'm sorry, Joe, what were you saying?
Oh, sorry, we talked over each other. China's having the same problem because they have the one kid if it's a boy, two kids if you have a girl first policy. So they are having they have too many girls too many boys and not enough girls.
Right.
So a lot of young Chinese men have to leave the country to find a mate because there's just not enough girls to go around.
Oh yeah. And it's really sad. It really is sad. They're pushing these things. They don't even realize the harm that they're doing.
Well, there was an article in the headlines about a Chinese woman. I don't know. Maybe Dan, if you've heard of it. She had to have a late-term abortion because she had too many kids in China, and they were trying to save her baby. I don't know if they did or not, but she was very far along. She fought it as hard as she could, and they were forcing her, as far as I know, to have that late-term abortion because she had too many kids. So,
yeah,
things like these things still happen.
Yes, and it is really sad that these people, places are doing this, and the Bible, the American, the United States Bible, I don't know, the American Bible, whatever you want to say it. The
American Bible?
The American Bible? I don't know. The Bible? I don't know. Because, well, there's the
King James Bible?
The Christian Bible, I guess. The Christian Bible will say the Christian Bible. Not the American Bible, the Christian Bibles. But there's so much misogyny in it, it's not even funny. I'm looking at a page right now. They're online here, and there is like 5 or 7 or 10 of these things here. 5, 7, or 10. Let's see. There's Job's 25:4. Colossians, I forget, I can't pronounce it, 3:18, Peter 3:7, Corinthians 11:9, 14:34, 1 Timothy 2:11 through 12. I think that's the one that says a woman is not allowed to speak because she must be kept quiet, if I'm not mistaken. So,
which website are you looking at?
It's C Harpness. Harpress, SEESHARPPRESS.com, and then it's 20 reasons to ditch Christianity, 20 reasons to abandon Christianity, excuse me. So,
the Skeptic's Annotated Bible is also a really good resource if you want to look up groups of Bible scripture.
Yeah, also evilbible.com, that's another good.
I didn't know about that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's full of good ones right there, evilbible.com. But anyway,
easy to remember.
Yes. All right.
Well, I wrote that one down.
Yes. All right. Well, let's get into our funny tweet for this evening. And our funny tweet comes from Markett, MARKLEGGETT. And he says, computers are like uncles. Because they show you hardcore pornography when no one else is around. They're not my children, so here, take a look at this.
Oh, God. That reminds me of my uncle. This is exactly what he did. The Playboys were upstairs in the bar's office.
Yes.
Woohoo!
It's kind of neat there. Dan, your thoughts?
It's very true.
See, there's one of the bugs I was talking about. We usually have the funny tweet come out on the screen there, and I forgot to put it in there. So it's, I'll sync it in later with the video over at YouTube. But anyway,
that's what she said.
Yeah. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, that's where I met pornography first. We've had a family bar for about 100 years, and my Uncle Babe's office is over the bar. And, of course, that's where all the kids, you know, mm-hmm. we managed to finagle the keys from when we were 16 or 17, were, you know, exposed to the more salacious elements of society, Playboy and Hustler and all those fine educational manuals that my uncle had.
Yeah.
Educational manuals.
Educational material. There sure absolutely. Was.
They were anatomical manuals.
Sure.
Disguised as pornography.
Sure.
They get a bum rap, man, I'm telling you.
Yes. Joe, your thoughts?
When I was in the fifth grade, I had a classmate whose stepfather was a sculptor.
Mm-hmm.
He would actually sculpt naked women out of marble and stuff. And so one day we did a class trip to see his studio. We saw like how he makes the sculptures. He had all these statues out in the yard that rich people came and bought from him. And then we went in the house and we just hung out, all us like, you know, 10-year-old guys. And my friend, who was this guy's stepson, he's like, yo, my dad has all these magazines he uses for material. Check it out. And he pulled out tons of Playboys. And we're sitting there the first time ever flipping through them. And we're just like, oh, my God, that's what it looks like.
Oh, God, Georgia O'Keefe, you got it right.
When I was younger, I actually, my friend of mine and I, were cruising around town. We came across this trailer, and they happened to have a bunch of magazines inside. And a lot of the magazines were either stories or some pornography. So I don't have these anymore, obviously. But I used to have a tool chest, rather. I had a little lock on it, and I kept everything in there. So that's why it's wrong. I could look at it. I'd look at the same thing over 100 times, but like, so it was, I suppose it was just getting me ready for marriage. But,
Oh, God. Nothing can prepare you for marriage. Did you know that already?
No, but it's an old joke. There's an old joke. It goes, Playboy for men or married men. Every month it's the same girl. So it's that's basically what that was. But anyway, let's get into our shout-out for this evening.
Hey, you guys!
And tonight's shout-out comes from... Dan, you have the shout out for Cookie Ninja.
Yeah, it's Cookie Ninja.
Okay. Would you tell us a little bit about Cookie Ninja?
Yeah, Cookie Ninja, she's very cool. She's from Edinburgh, Scotland. And she spells her Twitter username as COOKEH_NINJAH.
Yeah.
She's a Scottish geek, and she's also a Hodgkin's lymphoma survivor. Mm. So she's very cool. She's a Stephen King fan and very much a techno geek like the rest of us.
No, oh, cool. We need more geeks in this world. We really do, because we rule things. You need your car fixed, fine, but you need to get be able to communicate. You need to talk to a geek. So, because anybody, you can still walk there, but you can't. Your computer is a whole other animal. So, but yeah, give Cookie Ninja a follow and tell you heard her on the show. Okay, let's get into our question of the week.
Excuse me.
I have a question, sir.
What are you doing? I'm asking you a question.
Our question from last week was, let's see here. I thought I had it ready. Oops, no, can't open that one. It says, what fictional character would you vote for U.S. president this year, if you could? We had one reply from our favorite replier of Wizard of Todd. He said he wanted to have Bruce Banner. He said...
Who's Bruce Banner?
I'll explain that. Bruce Banner, the Hulk, intelligent, hardworking, selfless, and if any nation screws with us, Hulk smash! So,
Todd.
Todd Plus is awesome.
He is.
That reminds me, you said last week you didn't know who Porky Pig was. We're gonna have to school you on who Porky Pig is. But but you didn't know who Bruce Banner is, the Hulk, right?
No.
No, I didn't.
Okay, all right.
But I'm a girl.
My daughter knows who the Hulk is, knew who Bruce Banner is.
Well, that's...
Hey, Bruce Banner is Bill Bixby. The Hulk is Lou Ferrigno. Get it straight.
That's right.
Bill Bixby's in the courtship of Betty's father.
Yes.
I'm so glad I came to school tonight.
I remember seeing that, the clips from that show, like... When does he turn into the Hulk? Oh, it's not that type of show. Oh, okay. Different show.
You're like, you shouldn't make that guy angry. Wait, you're making him angry. Wait, what? Hello?
Hulk smash. All right. See, Chaos Agent says she even knows who that is. So she has a few comic books, or a few thousand of them anyway. So she knows too. So just because you're a girl doesn't mean you don't know who the Hulk is. And
That's right.
That's right. So
there is She-Hulk.
Yes, there is. She is hot. You know, that always bothered me about the Hulk. No matter what shirt he puts on, he always loses it. She-Hulk never loses a shirt. It just... You would think everything else is expanded. That's going to tear everything else off, but no.
And she's not as angry either. She's, like, level-headed. She's like, I'm just green and really strong and a girl.
Now you got more to look up, Medusa.
I have to study more tonight. I'm going to be watching the Sandusky trial.
Yes. All righty. And... anyway, that's... Wow, we had a good show tonight. I want to thank everybody coming for the chat room. If you want to come to the chat room, go to justin.tv/PackardPokesAt.
Packard. Ooh. Packard.
Question of the week.
Oh, the question of the week. Oh, you're right.
Which you made me slave driver.
Yes,
come up with.
You're right. I completely forgot the question of the week. Sorry. The question of the week is, who is the person or persons you would least like to meet? Who is the person you would least like to meet? Dan, who is the person you'd least like to meet?
Person I would least like to meet?
Yes.
Ah, man.
Medusa, you didn't specify this living or dead, so.
Many.
Right.
It's a really hard question to answer. I've struggled with it myself.
Mm.
The person I would least like to meet?
Yes.
I would probably go with I'd like to say Rush Limbaugh, but there's a little bit of morbid curiosity there. The person I would least like to meet,
yes,
let's just say right now, Jerry Sandusky.
Ah,
very good choice.
Good choice. Medusa, who is the least person you'd least like to meet?
Right now, I would park my car next to Dan's, but I would say the person I would least like to meet right now, because I would spit in her face, would be Dottie Sandusky. Because I don't believe for 1 minute that she didn't know what the heck was going on under her own roof. She was married to the man for over 50 years. That is a big, fat lie.
Yeah.
So that's absolutely how I feel.
Absolutely.
And I don't want
Joe
to spit on somebody.
Right. Joe, who is the person you'd least like to meet?
The person I would least like to meet is the current Pope, because he helped hide child molesters. and he's a dickhead.
Yes.
There's Pope.
There's a point in the swear jar for you.
Excellent choice. And he looks worried now, not happy like he was in the beginning.
He's going through all new scandals now. It's crazy. I've been following it.
Yeah. For me, the least person I would want to meet would be Boehner. John Boehner from, the Senate. I would not want to meet him. Because
his name is pronounced Boner. There's not an A in there anywhere.
That guy has orange skin.
B-O-E-N-E-R.
He looks like if he touched you, you would just zap the life right out of you. He looks like I don't know what he looks.
He looks like spray on tan.
He looks like a Sith Lord.
Yes, he does. He looks like a Sith Lord. He needs
little horns out of his forehead and a double-edged lightsaber.
I don't know if he's the one I'd like to meet.
I've always kind of had an interest
in Oompa Loompas anyway.
You want Oompa Loompa?
Oompa Loompa.
Those things are nasty. They'd be perfect.
If we're gonna delve into the bizarre, I'm just gonna say the master from Doctor Who, because
my husband's putting the TV on shortly. So
all right, we'll
gotta run. So
we gotta
clear the show.
Right, all right, let's get going here. All right, then that's okay. So that's it for us tonight. Thanks for everyone that's coming. Anyway, if you have an answer for who's the least likely person you'd like to meet, send it to Dan, to Medusa, to myself, or to Joe on Twitter, or leave a comment in the section below, and we'll put it on the show for next week. And if you're watching us on YouTube, if you're You can't come to the live show at justin.tv/PekkaPokeJet at 9 p.m. Central Daylight Time. Or Chicago time. Just go to youtube.com/PekkaPokeJet. You can watch the show there. Leave your comments below. If you would like to contact us, we're all on Twitter. And if you're not on Twitter, why aren't you? You can reach Dan on Twitter as
Rel Unrelated. That's RELUNRELATED.
Yes. And if you would like to reach Medusa on Twitter as Twitter, you can reach Medusa as
as Medusa Rants, MEDUSA_RANTZ.
Right. And if you want to reach Joe on Twitter, you can reach Joe on Twitter as
Joe Unseen, JOEUNSEEN.
Yes. And if you want to reach me on Twitter, and I'm all over Twitter, it's Packard_Sonic. That's PACKARD_SONIC. You can reach the show notes at PackardPokeSet.wordpress.com. You can follow, that's the website, by the way, just in case you didn't know. And if you want to get the show announcements, that's at PackardPokeSet on Twitter, all one word. And the best part is that we actually respond. We will respond to you. We're not like these big TV people out there. We'll just broadcast stuff and go, oh, you're talking to me? Oh, whatever. We'll just keep talking. But we respond. So contact us on Twitter if you want to talk to us. We'll get back to you eventually. I mean,
truly. Truly. We do respond. We're good. We're responsive.
Yes, we do. So thank you again for all for coming. Oh, and if you'd like to make a donation to the show, keep the show going, go down to packetpokes@wordpress.com. There's a donation button. Put a few dollars in there, and it'll help keep the show running. All right, that's it for us. Thank you, everybody, for coming. This has been Packet Pokes At. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.